aircheckdownloads.com.
Still hugely popular, so popular, was able to catch him at the City Hall in Newcastle not so very long ago, and his fan club is immense. Wherever he appears, regardless of the distance of the songs not being in the charts, is absence from the charts is what I was trying to say. He still has that incredible fan base that have been with him, stuck with him, always been loyal to him, and he was great when he was on stage, David Essex. He was almost handshaking everybody. It was incredible what he was doing. Just the words and the warmth and the connection they shared together would let me know that years on, they would still be there with him and enjoying the moment. And when he sang that, I can just picture all the hands in the air now, even though it was a few months ago, saying, I won't be long, send me Christmas. And you think of that time, because that's the way you think. You think, oh, it'll be ages away, Christmas, and then it's here, sort of arise from nowhere. But it was a lovely moment, that, and as I played it today, it brought back some great memories, and I'll do the same for you. All these songs I'm playing today will take you to different parts of your life and different people, and it's just lovely to do. Happy Christmas, if you'd mentioned on your show, Goffy, that'd be nice too. My partner Bev and her family, Mitch, Brad, Bridget and Paige. This has been my best Christmas ever. I'm surrounded by lovely people, and that's always the best thing. So thinking of you all, so I'll mention again Bev and family, Mitch and Brad and Bridget and Paige and all of the gang there, having a wonderful time with Richard. He just wanted to pass on lovely thoughts and warmth and wish you all the best possible day. So good to know. All the best, enjoy. Davey Howe's been in touch. Happy Christmas from your house to this place here, BBC Radio Tees, and it's going back to you as well. Hope you can have a great day today. The Pieman's also in there, sending messages through on Twitter. All the very best to you. There's a great message I received as I was leaving the show yesterday from John, and he was saying that he received a call, knock on the door, yesterday, and it was a couple of his neighbours who he hardly knows, and none that he'd been through a particularly tough year with health and different things, and not in the best of places in his mind at the moment. But they knocked on his door, hardly would know who he is, but he'd seen them on his journeys in and out of home. But they arrived and give him a parcel of a couple of bottles of wine and says, we're dropping off your Christmas dinner at 2 o'clock, Christmas Day, all the trimmings and everything. So we're thinking of you. Some lovely people around. Stay strong, John. It's great to have you there. Hugs. And Kirsty McCall and Fairy Tale of New York, evoking so many emotions for so many people as I play it out today at BBC Radio Tees on this Christmas Day. And what I always have tried to do across the years is to include something of a surprise, and I'll be doing that in the hour between 11 and 12 today. On my journeys around, I spotted a fella called Tony Friend, who is, wait for this, aged 89, and he's been singing in the pubs and the clubs around the country for many, many years, particularly in the 60s and 70s, he was fairly prominent. But he still, these days, loves to get up in places like the Richie's Club, the Richie's and Westgarth Club in Hartlepool, and also the Seton Club. He likes to get up and have a chant and a sing-song, and people love him. So we're homing in on Tony Friend. I'll tell you more about that in the next part. But the story to it, the kind of full stop I'd like to put on to it today, is that his one ambition has always been to hear his music or his song on the air. He's now reached the age of 89, and he said, I remember chatting to him, he says, it'll never happen. Goffy, it'll never ever, it just won't happen. I'll never hear my song. But maybe that'll change before 12 o'clock today. But it is lovely when you travel around and you meet people around this BBC Radio Tees area. Just like looking back to 9 years ago when we got calls and people were ringing through. Remember Gordon Mogg? That was a story and a half, wasn't it? When Gordon sadly lost his wife and arrived on the radio with us and was telling us about how tough the first few years were, then had contact with Rose in South Africa. And the marriage was this year, which I was there and could see it all. Every time I think about that day and that wedding and the special occasion in the summer, it was a beautiful day. And it just proved the magic of radio. So I want to include, and we'll certainly be chatting to Gordon sometime after 11 o'clock today. Happy Christmas to you.
The sound of where we live.
It's 11 o'clock.
Coffee.
Checkdownloads.com.